has put together for us. The first one is our formal request to interact with the state of New York, requesting a comprehensive review from the Financial Restructuring Board for local governments. And as part of the application, the town needs to pass a resolution. We actually passed this earlier, but this is much more specific, and we are about to submit the application. We have one more document, and we will be ready to submit it. So it has to be done with the chief executive's concurrence, which is mine. The determinant of property tax rate above $7, or an average fund balance percentage below 5%, which is what we believe is our qualifying element. And it goes through a series of how important the fund balance is, and the town board finds the town of Catskill could benefit from services and assistance from the Financial Restructuring Board. So I will entertain a motion for consideration and adoption of this resolution to accompany our application.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Mr. Gordiano. I need a second. By Mr. McAuliffe. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. We will submit this. Our application, I believe, will go in by Friday. The next is a change of employment status put forward by our leadership in the ambulance. We have, whereas to continue to ensure high-quality EMS care for the town of Catskill, it is the recommendation of George June, ambulance administrator for the town of Catskill, to promote Chris Burton from EMT to AEMT, effective May 1st, 2016, as he has completed his training and is approved to practice at this level by Dr. Stanger. So therefore, we, the Catskill Town Board, hereby promote Chris Burton from EMT to AEMT as recommended by our ambulance administrator. I need a motion.
Motion.
Motion by Mr. McCulloch. Second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Vosburgh. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We have another resolution similar in status. This individual is Amanda Rion. This also is at the recommendation of George June that we are promoting her from EMT to AEMT, effective May 16th. Training is completed, approved at this level by Dr. Stanger. Need a motion? Motion by Mr. Vosburgh. Second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Gordiano. All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Similar promotion for, looking for the name. Roy Pulver Jr., thank you. From EMT to AEMT, effective May 1st, 2016. Again, completed the training approved to practice by Dr. Stanger. Need a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. McCulloch. Second?
I'll second.
Mr. Gordiano, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. And our next resolution, and we'll see if we need any discussion on this before we move, is the upon suggestion of the highway superintendent, several items were declared surplus and put out to bid on an online auction site. Bidding has ended. Highway superintendent has reviewed all bids, finds them acceptable. Would you like to make any comment? Everybody's seen the con. Everybody pleased?
No, we're.
There's a lot of money on a good day in terms of the deposit. That's what people
That's great.
The real devil in the details is after that and before the event, because we have to have coordination between the ambulance service, the fire department, the police department.
Mm-hmm.
There needs to be a member of the town board that's going to be chairing a committee to coordinate all of these activities. We need all of these outside departments to be on board,
mm-hmm.
relative to making certain that this is a secure and safe festival.
Right. We met with the sheriff's department already, and they kind of laughed because they said 600 people. That's nothing because they deal with the Country Fest and the yellow ones, and said this is an addition.
Great.
So, and
then, of course, we need George.
Mm-hmm.
George,
well, they have their own EMT staff and medical staff. The only thing would be if they needed a transport. They're all certified, and they have all their documentation.
Yeah, I think a conversation with them, because they've done this frequently, and all of the things that we know we're going to need to touch, but I think we're off to a good start. And this is probably worth working on at the same time. I think it's valuable.
All this stuff, you know, the documentation, they got all this. It should be on file down here.
Mm-hmm.
They should submit it to us.
Right, some kind of plan.
Absolutely.
And insurance, if they should have insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they would submit all that paperwork when they go for a
health permit.
Well, the health permit, they'd need a waiver on the noise ordinance and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. So we just require all that.
Yep. So we'll let Mr. Smith take a look at this gathering permit, because I thought it was pretty thorough too. Let's see if we want to do anything differently with it. Public hearing would need to happen, but at the same time, we won't let this limit the progress of the actual event. Can I ask you to kind of stay point on the event? Everybody comfortable with that?
Yep.
Okay. And I still can't quite figure out what the music is, but I'm looking forward to going.
I've tried to research a little bit, and it's nothing I've ever heard of.
No, exactly. That's okay.
Not my cup of tea, but
that's okay. That there's
mean
music
it's
we
have. Right.
There's music we haven't had before.
That's, right.
That's okay.
And it's something going on in that property.
And
right.
It's something for them to get their exactly.
Which
very
they're very
pleased.
The property owners are very pleased that we're
great.
Trying
excellent.
To facilitate the.
That's a good day.
Yeah.
That's a good day. So we'll follow up on this at our first week in June meeting, okay? And if the depart meeting comes first, then we could have an update at the departmental meeting on that Thursday.
Yeah.
That may be the second, I think. And then we have to come around to the next week for the first meeting. Does
yeah,
the
department
sense?
Head meeting will be June 2nd.
Yeah,
yeah, I think
the
we're backwards, but that's okay.
Be the 7th.
That's all right. That's fine.
Yeah.
Just as a reminder to everybody, Senior Day on Friday is at the
Freight Masters
building. I can't remember the hours.
12 to 3.
Okay. So encourage anybody, if you've got a moment, to stop down and pay your respects. You don't need to be a senior. But it would be great. They are they're working hard to put some material together, so I told them that we would try and make an effort to be there. Couple of things just on the budget and then Mary Beth, you're on. We had agreed that as of June 1st, we would start re-engaging our professional contracts and services agreements. So I'd like to ask each of the board members who have point responsibility for a department that has, and we have a copy of all of our agreements and contracts, we'll send this out again. I think it's a list of town Catskill agreements and contracts. Send that out to each of the board members, and let's start having those conversations with the organizations that we had. There's a whole pile.
Thank you.
Organizations that we had asked to kind of hold off. And then the other thing is just, how do you want to do this for the budget? Because I want to get it on people's calendars. How has it been done in the past, Mr. Institutional Memory?
Done in the past, we sent out.
By September, we send out to each department their budget sheets, which they have to, by law, come in by September 30th to the budget officer.
Okay.
So
Like we talked about, the department head meeting in June, we'll start it then.
Yeah.
We'll start early this year.
Yeah. So knowing that you know, we're going to have a lot of things that we're going to have to get started with, and we've got some new electeds and some new department folks and new configurations with Central.
And QuickBooks.
And QuickBooks. let's plan on having a conversation at our first departmental meeting where we start talking about running budget numbers from QuickBooks, and then how we want to meet at night just to get it started.
And soon you said we'll have an idea of where we're at for the year?
Yeah. Yeah. We should have a pretty good idea, I'm going to guess, in the next week. And then the only other item I have is a follow-up on the intermunicipal agreement with our colleagues in the village. We had started that discussion about cementing. And I wasn't sure where we left that. I believe that we had some input that said we need an RFP, and then we had some other input that said we don't, that it's an intermunicipal agreement. So where would the board like to go with that? I know there were some numbers that
we... But the final finding was we had to go out to bid.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the final finding.
And so we just have two other people that say that we don't have to. But then let's do that. Let's get... Liz, let's put an RFP together. Make sure that the existing contractor knows it. Let's notify our village folks. And then we'll sit down, and that way we'll have the numbers in front of us refreshed. Okay? And I think that's... Mary Beth is on. Ms. Bianconi from Delaware Engineering, for the benefit of our folks from home.
I'm here not to talk about sewers. I know that's shocking.
I know.
Let me talk a little bit about sewers, but mostly about water. So as folks are aware, the Village of Catskills water supply is actually not located anywhere near the village, and it's located up in another town. And the transmission line that brings water down to the village runs down through Athens and through the town of Catskill, through Leeds and Jefferson Heights, and into the village. And over the years, a combination of private water connections to that transmission line, as well as water connections made by the village, have been made here in the town of Catskill. To date, the town has not been involved in potable water at all. It's really been an arrangement between the village and the property owners that receive that service. A couple of things by way of background. When we were doing the intermunicipal agreement for the sewer system that we're constructing, one of the discussions that was had with the village was that the village is challenged to administer the water system that is in the town. There are no regulations for it because it's really an agreement between the village and private property owners. There is no way if a town resident does not pay their bill that the village assesses them, the only way for the village to go receive their money is to go to civil court, which would be challenging on a scale of the number of connections is around 500 or so, so a fairly high number of connections. So the typical thing that is done is that there is a water district created in the town that would have, again, an intermunicipal agreement with the village for provision of water for those properties that are provided with water service. This does not impact anyone who is not in Leeds and Jefferson Heights and is not connected to the water system today. So this is just those people who are already receiving service. In the process of designing the sewer project, we recognized that a number of the lines, not the ones that were owned and built by the village, but a number of the private services will be impacted by the sewer project. In addition to that, that's in part because they're not constructed in accordance with code, and that's because they're private and people did what they needed to do, and that's okay. But we're going to impact them. We had some choices, and we talked about this once before. We could replace them in kind, which does not meet any standard at all and leaves those property owners at risk for vulnerabilities in the future. We're talking about very small services that run many, many, many feet and have been subject to problems in the past. And it's overly burdensome for the property owners to address those concerns. It's not really the village's responsibility, and it's not really the town's responsibility, and that makes it challenging. We could do a full-scale replacement, which is very, very costly and seems not necessary at this time. Or we could do something kind of in the middle, which would be establish appropriate service connections in conjunction with the sewer project. When we disturb those connections, establish an appropriate level of service. So we're not talking about something that people are going to be able to, you know, do major work off of, but it will provide quality service to people. So all those things coming together, what you have in front of you is you have a map plan and report for the establishment of a water district that covers the area that's currently served by water by the village right now. It doesn't include parcels that are not served, although I will say that there are some vacant parcels that are, you know, going to end up inside the boundary because it's a, you know, it's a connection, it's a big blob on a map. So there are a few parcels that are affected in that way. I'd love to say it's a no-cost district. However, because we're going to disturb those lines when we do the sewer project, we're going to have to restore service. And we've talked to the state. The sewer project is funded through the Clean Water State Revolving Fund. And the way that that program works is to the extent that we disturb drainage or we disturb water lines, we are authorized to use those funds to repair those in kind. So we would essentially be reestablishing the service connections that are not in the best condition and don't meet standards if we proceeded on that basis alone. So what we've done is we've said, well, what would the cost be to do that minimal connection that would be funded by the CW Rossaroff project, which you already have accounted for all of those costs, it's already rolled into your project. And there's a table in here, it's table two, which shows that, so just so you know, we're anticipating that we're going to disturb around 3,530 linear feet of pipe, somewhere in the neighborhood of 33 services, and then there are some fancy engineering term appurtenances, so things that are connected to the pipe that would go along with that. The total cost of all of that work, including a contingency, is $424,500. And again, we're trying to be generous with these numbers. We always try to do that. The cost to repair those with the small service lines that are in place right now, just repair them in kind, that can legitimately be covered by the CW SRL project, is $211,550. Leaving us with $212,950 that would have to be covered by the people who are benefited by the improvement. So we, for the purposes of this report, we assume that you would bond that cost over 20 years at 4%, resulting in an annual debt service charge of $15,669. We put $500 for operation and maintenance annually in this. That $500 is intended if some of this new water line that we would install were to break, the village would come and fix it, and they legitimately have to bill you for those costs because they can't use village tax dollars to pay for something happening in the town. So we just said, well, we're going to stick $500 in here. It's not a lot of money, but it's also not a lot of line, and we don't anticipate there being any problems for a number of years. So you would actually build up a little fund so that if there was a problem down the road, you'd have the ability to pay the village back. That brings us to a total annual cost of $16,169. It's $18 a household a year, which is something like 15 cents a month, or 15 cents a change a month is the cost. What we would suggest that we do at this point, because we're not exactly sure until we, this is one of those things where we sort of have to get in the field and do the work to know what the extent of this is. We've looked at it as best we can. Part of the problem with this is that the existing conditions are a bit unknown. These connections, I'm sorry?
No records of exactly.
There's no records. These connections were made, you know, by individual property owners over the years. We had gone on the best available information that the village is able to provide us and that homeowners, when we were knocking on doors, were able to provide us. But so this is, we consider this sort of to be like the worst case scenario. We're hoping it's more straightforward than this, but that's basically what you have. So our process would be very similar to the process that we went through for the sewer district with a couple of notable exceptions. You have a map plan report in front of you, which actually follows the exact same structure as the sewer one. The obvious thing is that there aren't a lot of elaborate plans of construction because there aren't a lot of elaborate plans of construction for this. This is replacing existing services. You would adopt a resolution to schedule a public hearing for this district, the formation of this district. This is an action that's subject to SEACR. It's an unlisted action, so we would, prior to you taking any, making any decision, we would provide you the short form so that you can conduct SEACR. And you would, after the hearing, need to determine if this is a district that's in the public's interest and issue an order. Unlike the sewer project, this project is a low-cost district. It is below the Office of State Comptroller's threshold for review. So rather than submitting documentation for review and approval by the Office of the State Comptroller, you're required by the town law to simply make a filing and notify the Comptroller's office that the district has been created. Other things really quickly, this is considered a consecutive water system from a Department of Health perspective. What that means is that the village already has all of the regulations and permits in place that they need to operate their water system, and this is not changing or affecting any of that because this water system is branched off of an existing permitted water system. So we don't have to go through a state permitting process from that perspective. We will coordinate with the Department of Health so that they're aware of where the line replacements will be and those kinds of things. But just note that to date, they have been essentially unaware that these existed because they were private and not put in under any regulations. So.
Mary Beth, the water district would be the same geographical area as the Leeds-Jefferson Sewer District?
It is almost coterminous. Almost. Not entirely.
Is it possible, if I understand it correctly, the concept is to address existing users of village water, and some of those users are in the village of Catskill and others are in the town of Catskill?
We're not doing, having nothing to do with the village. The village is its own thing. They provide their own service. This is only in the town.
In the town, okay. Is there an opportunity to expand the line while we're, if we're doing this, and as you said, we're addressing existing users since we're in the process of doing what we're doing, is it worthwhile to consider an expansion of the water district to address more residents in the town of Catskill who would have that opportunity to utilize village water as opposed to drilling wells?
There are really very few opportunities to do this. If you look at the district map, you'll know that it is very, very similar to the sewer district. It's bounded by the Catskill Creek on the one side, so there's no one else to serve. It's bounded essentially by the thruway, and then there's a tremendous amount of topography in here that prevents development. One opportunity would be perhaps out Brooks Lane. There are a few homes out here, but we'd have to evaluate the cost of that. My sense is that the cost per linear foot to get to those houses will be very, very high relative to the amount of value that it would bring. And the only other exception to this is there is a parcel in Leeds, which is located kind of off of Park Lane. It's this little cutout. If you were to look at the sewer district map, the line goes straight across. And there is a property owner in here, and there are structures in here, and they will be on the sewer system, but they are not presently on the water system. Mm. And we need to talk to them, and they have not asked to be on the water system. And since this was a sort of a voluntary water system creation, so it's a good question. We're really serving, and we serve all the way, and it serves all the way over to the Stone Bridge.
So if they're not on the water system, how are they going to figure out the sewer?
So what the village has is they have an equivalency. If you're a house, you're going to equal the average house, and that's how they charge you. So, and that's in the municipal agreement. There's a discussion about how they calculate those costs.
What about, quick question, does this address new connections?
This does not. However, the intermunicipal agreement does. Mm-hmm. So what would happen is if the intermunicipal agreement was is a 40.
Well, I'm just thinking as we develop that corridor, we're going to be getting more users.
One of the things you'll note if you can't sleep tonight and choose to read all the way through this is that the intermunicipal agreement, which is attached, authorizes the town to purchase up to 330,000 gallons of water.
Right. I remember
which is a lot more water than is currently used. And the idea was to address those future users. So we're not going back and revisiting every time. If there was to be a new user who was not in the current district, what would happen is that new user would come in and either petition the board to be added to the district, or there would be a district extension made, and it would be it's a similar process. As you know, we have eight sheets of paper here that describes this. It was more getting the back end paperwork together to get this done, and also making sure that we had this boundary based on village records. We didn't want to include anyone in the boundary who wasn't currently served, because we're not looking to change the situation, we're looking to improve it. And, we didn't want to burden anyone who wasn't already voluntarily connected to the water system. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, Mary Beth, who goes to talk to the village about this? Or do we need, is there an element of...
So the intermunicipal agreement, which was executed back in
2014,
contemplated that this would be done. It was actually supposed to be done in 2014, and it just wasn't.
Got it.
So we certainly would notify the village. One of the things in the IMA, it says that the map planning report documents and the findings and all that will be provided to the village. So either we can get them a copy, you can get them a copy that is part of the intermunicipal agreement, just so we're all on the same page. But again, this was in part to assist the village with the management of the water.
So as Heather Bagshaw is beginning to get her arms around some of these projects that were underway prior to her, she asked me today if there was anything, as did her attorney, is there any agreements that need to be developed, etc. So I think a copy of this and a copy of this.
Yes, because this document does include the intermunicipal agreement.
Right, in the back. I saw that.
And I do actually have an extra one. Either I can leave it and you can drop it off, or I can leave it too. And is Alex Becky still her attorney?
Yes.
Okay. So there's nothing for them to do other than for them to be aware that we're finally fulfilling our obligation under the agreement by actually creating the district.
Absolutely.
At this time. So.
I have a question. Since we're upgrading some of these lines, is there any grant money available?
No, not for this. The reason is because the way that the grants work is you would need to demonstrate that there's a public health threat. So either water is not treated properly or something along those lines. Unfortunately, upgrading lines is considered maintenance, and they don't give you grants to do maintenance. They want to give you grants to address public health concerns, those kinds of things. So the answer is unfortunately no. But I do believe we did talk really quickly about that we are qualified to apply for a grant for the sewer project, which has already happened. Those grants are due on June 20th. They do not have a schedule yet as to when they'll announce those. But that would be for the sewer project. And just to quickly review, the way that it would work would be we would still construct the whole sewer project like we were intending to. If we received a grant, we would close on a loan that was for less money than we anticipated, which would drop the cost to all of the users because we would not be paying back so much debt.
Which brings up a question. This is the application that they have told us we don't need to resubmit because they are accepting it in their second round. Due on June 20th, you're taking... Well, they have it, so they've said...
They have it, and we've actually...
And I've signed off on something.
Yeah.
The question is, as we're trucking along still, we've hired some home from school or graduating high school seniors to complete our income survey.
Great.
Super. So would that be something that we should submit by the 20th?
Well, so that won't matter for us now.
Won't matter for that? Okay.
That's something I wanted to talk to you briefly about. Consolidated funding applications are open, CFAs.
I went yesterday.
Oh, God bless you.
I know.
So
I love watching paint.
The income survey will qualify us for a number of programs through the consolidated funding application, given the numbers that we have right now. So as long as we continue along the path that we've been trend that we've been seeing, we will need to get that survey done. I would say in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
The applications are due at the
end
of July.
My goal is the the week after Memorial Day to have everything.
Perfect. A couple of those applications, they're all the applications are due July 29th. A couple of them that we've qualified for require that we conduct public hearings. So we'll need to know that we're income qualified so then we can come up with a plan. So what we should be thinking about is, aside from the sewer, what other kinds of projects? I know last year we worked on an application through the Office of Parks and Recreation for the ball field, and we did not score the highest score. They had scores. We scored a, quite a good score. The highest scores were like perfect scores. So I don't know if I can say
we're perfect term.
Thomas Cole and Alana.
We can certainly look at doing that. There is, we will probably qualify for community development block grant money. And in the past, our problem has been that we've had places that have qualified, not like our whole corridor.
Mm-hmm.
With the income survey, as long as it benefits everybody that's in that survey area, we can apply. Funding levels have been increased this year. It used to be $600,000 for a single application. It's now $750,000, and it's a straight. You spend the money, they pay you back. So it is one of the very few cases where it's actually a bag of money.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are forgiveness on the end of a loan.
Mm-hmm.
They're not real money.
Right.
That's real money. There's a couple of others that are real money grants
mm-hmm.
that we should be thinking about.
Okay.
So I was going to ask you how you wanted to, in a lot of the communities that we're doing, I think we emailed you a summary, but I'm not sure. We were having problems getting an email to go through. You get it. It was from a, you know, one of those mass email, we use a mass email site, and a lot of them don't go through spam blockers.
Right.
So I'll send you the summary, because the program documentation, as you know, is just like 158 pages long.
Mm-hmm.
So we condense it, Reader's Digest version. I'll send you the summary. And then what a lot of communities are doing is putting together a committee of people
mm-hmm.
to think about what kind of products they want to develop.
Okay.
One of my things that I would recommend is be focused on things that you really think you can be successful on.
Mm-hmm.
You'll do much better putting 100% into two applications than putting 25% into 10.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those kinds of things.
Okay.
So.
Definitely. Definitely.
So if we want to schedule a hearing, you'll need to adopt a resolution to do so.
Okay. Any comments on this other than to move forward? Okay. So I, let's see.
I was going to say, do we really, I can read it if you want me to.
No, I don't, this is Delaware Engineering presented the following for consideration and adoption.
Oh. Jared's making the motion.
Okay. Jared's making the motion.
Whereas the village of Catskill owns, operates, and maintains a water system consisting of an upland reservoir, storage, transmission, main, and distribution systems, and whereas properties within the Hamlet Lees, Jefferson Heights, and the town of Catskill are currently provided with potable water through that system, the town of Catskill is engaged in the installation of a sewer collection system in the hamlets of Leeds and Jefferson Heights, wherein wastewater will be collected and conveyed to the village of Catskill for treatment, which provided for within an intermunicipal agreement executed by the village and the town, whereas it anticipated that existing privately owned water service may be impacted by the construction. Without the presence of water district in the town where water service is currently provided, the village of Catskill is challenged to administer the water distribution system located in the town. They've negotiated an intermunicipal agreement which provides for the supply of potable water to be established water district encompassing those parcels of real property currently provided with potable water service by the village or to privately owned infrastructure. The village owns in any and all infrastructure improvements located within the village boundary as well as the raw water transmission line located within the town and certain distribution lines within the town. Other distribution lines located within the town are privately owned, and any repairs affected by the town associated with the water collection system project shall be owned by the town, and the town of Catskill was caused for the preparation of a map plan and report by an engineer licensed in New York State describing the boundaries of the proposed Leeds and Jefferson Heights Water District, a general plan of improvement and description of facilities, including repairs to the existing water supply lines that may be distributed by install of the sewer system, the maximum amount to be expanded, regulatory review requirements, the cost of hookup fees, if any, the cost of a typical property owner, and method of financing the project, and statement of benefit assessment, now therefore, be resolved. The town board hereby accepts the map plan and report prepared by Delaware Engineering, DPC, and dated May 18, 2016, as having been prepared in conformance with Section 209C of the Town Law, Article 12A. A copy of the map plan and report shall be available for public inspection at the office of the town clerk in Catskill Town Hall, 439 Main Street, Catskill, New York, during regular town hall business hours. A public hearing on the proposed to establish the Leeds Jefferson Heights Water District shall be conducted on Tuesday, June 7, 2016 at 6 p.m. at Catskill Town Hall, 439 Main Street, Catskill, New York. This resolution shall take effect immediately.
We need a second.
Second.
Mr. Vosburgh, do I need to roll on this? No? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you.
Liz, I sent you the notice.
I saw. Thank you.
Here's an extra copy to give to the village.
Yes. Excellent. And two other questions for you before we get you out of here. I'm starting to get emails, where are you starting, type of emails. We don't know, right?
Yeah. So we award to the contractor. One of
Got
the
it.
Very first things that will happen after we give them award and they give us back bonds, insurance, and assign contract, that happens within usually, I think we say 10 days, they
mm-hmm.
have to give us a schedule and an
okay.
outline that describes how are you going to do this.
Understood.
So we will have that very quickly after we award
okay.
the contract.
And
when do the pump stations start?
They're already, submittals have been reviewed and approved, they're already running equipment. They're just waiting until their equipment comes. So they can.
Okay.
So that's what happens with these projects, is a lot of it happens behind the scenes.
Right.
And so things happen.
Are
yeah.
you in the loop in all this?
They yeah, I've met with the Lazy, which assumes I'd be awarded. And I haven't met with Jason Ward yet, but
yeah,
I've been pretty good.
So, if you have any questions, you need to
And then I actually received a call from Columbia Memorial, and they have reached out to you.
Talk to them too.
And I just want to keep the board informed. The idea that, you know, we're actually starting to dig up and there potentially there's opportunities for what I would call collaborative work to be done has nothing to do in terms of us having to finance anything. But there are some things in terms of drainage, their parking lot, et cetera. So I recommended that he reach out to her in terms of overall project exercise. But then we know that there's county involvement in that, there's village involvement in that. So without anybody making any commitments to do anything, my recommendation was that everybody just talk to each other and
yes.
see if there's any opportunity. And that's exactly what took place today.
Yes, I talked to them today. They've already done a great job of finding all the people that need to talk to, reaching out. So it's really, I think it's going to be very much a win-win. No commitment. You don't have to do anything. You're good.
We're kind of passive partners, but it's demonstrating that we're good neighbors, and I think that's an important thing, particularly
yes.
with, you know, an organization that is working so hard to collaborate with us.
Exactly.
And grow within our community.
Exactly. So that's a great solution. And they were a little worried that they were behind the eight ball. So
right.
you know, these things crawl along at a snail's mm-hmm. pace, so there's plenty of opportunity to work together on that. So,
great. Well, thank you for facilitating
yes.
because
yep.
he was very pleased that he had a chance to touch base with you.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, he seems like he really wants to be a partner to the community,
mm-hmm.
which is great.
Exactly. So I've let Heather know, and I believe Bill is going to reach out to Bob Van Valkenburg.
Yes.
So I think we'll have all the players in a row. Doesn't cost us anything. That's a good day.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just coordinate.
Mm-hmm. Great. Excellent. Any other questions for Mary Beth? Thank you, as always, for visiting Green.
Thank you.
The remainder of our meeting is an executive session, which will include and will entertain a motion to include Mr. Smith and Ms. Izzo and Mr. June. We will not be returning to open session. We'll review some contractual and litigation issues.
Before we go, did you have anything for the board before we go?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Ask one question. I was using one employee that for the Prochamp, which now started this week. Can you use him for that no more because of union issues and that? He has to be paid overtime.
Okay.
I heard you say that you have some high school song. College people.
Mm-hmm.
I've got one application on my desk, but I don't know if he's going to want to do, you know, just 8 hours. I did contact the one that's working for Stanley.
He's found another job. He's not.
Okay.
You know, he rejected that.
Okay.
Do you have?
If you can describe what it is, we'll post it.
It's a 7-3 boring job.
Well, I'm sure, write down people's name or
I'm sure that one of these kids that applied to do this survey.
Well, that's an idea.
Do you need a job?
Do you need a job, young lady?
I can ask. I mean, yeah.
So this is 7-3, and
on
what are
Saturday.
The on Saturday?
Saturday is for the
and it's the date starts now.
And it starts this Saturday at 1:00.
Okay. I mean, why don't we post it on Facebook? That's
yeah, I'll post it on Facebook. But I also apparently I think Kirsten has some applications for my people that we're going to go door to door
for the survey.
Yeah,
we may go find one there.
We have. I have two employees already working this Saturday for the spring rush, but I know I can get the third. I have the third that's willing to work. So.
Okay.
And of course, our summer help is they're willing to also, but they're not union. I can't put them in without having every union guy say no.
Okay. All right. So let's let's get this posted, and we'll see, or let's go through the applications that we already have for the survey. And see if there's a fit. And if there isn't, then we'll post it again.
That's right.
Cool.
Something
excellent.
Can you sign this? It's for government.
Sure. Are you a student over at Catskill?
No, I go to Carroll, but I live in Catskill.
Oh, wonderful. Excellent. Informative for you?
Yeah.
Spoken well. That was spoken very well. You were polite, but absolutely not.
This wasn't one of
unless
most
you ever need a sewer. You know, if you ever need a sewer, you've got some background.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Motion to go into executive session, including the town attorney, the highway, the ambulance administrator, and the town clerk.
Second.
Second by Mr. Vosburgh. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. We're going into executive session. Thank you, Mr. Beers.
Thank you.